There were 50 slots for kindergarten and elementary school-aged children at the event Friday afternoon. Surrounded by Tlingit and Haida artifacts in the Clan House exhibit of the State Museum, native storyteller Ishmael Hope kicked things off. He told a Tlingit story about how Raven brought fresh water to the land. Hope says it was an apt setting.
To have something that relates a little bit to it being inside this beautiful Clan House, it's the sacred objects of the Kanak Teidi clan, the frog house, Kikchihit. And so I wanted to have some sense of being in that Clan House.
As a storyteller and a listener, Hope says knowing and communicating the words and beats of a story is only part of the challenge.
You need to be in that physical presence of the elder to really, really get it.
After the story, the kids were off to a series of crafting stations around the museum where they made miniature Tlingit items and regalia.
It's almost dry.
This is Trevor Daniels.
I'm trying to blow dry my basket. It didn't quite dry on its own.
He's running a hair dryer over a paper basket about the size of a big toe. He's drying the stain he brushed on earlier that gave it a more natural color.
There's glue and coffee mixed in. I got some on my fingers and it's pretty sticky.
All of the items were roughly scaled to fit a man-shaped action figure they made out of fuzzy chenille stems, or pipe cleaners. Each child left with a one-gallon Ziploc bag with their own personal action figure and accessories. Here's 9-year-old Cale Burnham running through the contents of his bag.
I have a sailor-style hat, and a drum with a Native American pattern on it, Raven tail robe, beaded robe, and I have a dance paddle, and that's about it.
He said his favorite part was making the action figure itself. Museum Visitor Services Manager Lisa Galisic coordinated the workshop. She says they've been going on for at least the last 15 years, and the action figures are always very popular. This time around, she had to turn away about 25 kids. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.